This is Broken to Barbell,
the podcast about three 20-somethings journey through fitness, mental health, and everything in between. Broken to Barbell isn't just our name, it's our mantra.
It's a reminder of where we've been, where we're going, and how a barbell helped us change our lives. All right, guys.
Did you already start recording?
Yes, I did. So, with all good things comes change.
That's right.
And that's the theme of our podcast this month. So, welcome to Broken a Barbell. As always, this is Tanner.
This is Carly.
This is Sam.
And we originally wanted to do finance this week, but change of plans. So we figured right now it's our fifth podcast, our 5 months. It'd be a good time to revisit our goals instead of waiting another month for our six-month check-in, if you will. Which, I mean, we can still do briefly, but this whole episode, we're just going to talk about like plans changing and kind of like what do you do when your goals change and like how do you
deal
with
it?
Yeah, how do you deal with it and like setting new goals and all that kind of fun. So, let's jump right in, Carly. We're referencing our goals we talked about in our first episode, goals, and
creative name.
Yeah. So we're going to be kind of looking back at those and seeing where we're at and how those things have changed. So,
okay, yeah, I'll start. I'm just going down through my daily, weekly, monthly, 6 month, and yearly goals. And my weekly ones were make it to spinning or CrossFit every day of the week. I no longer do spinning or CrossFit, so so that's an update. Official goals for 1 month time. I wanted to deadlift 300 pounds, cut out pop and dairy, and maintain sobriety and lose 10 pounds. I'm trying not to get too wrapped up in the whole numbers game. Now that I'm powerlifting, I just want to focus on the form and like not getting in my head and whatnot. So I haven't deadlifted 300 pounds yet, but we'll get there. 6 months is another CrossFit goal, climb the rope, 200-pound front squats. I don't even do front squats anymore, so all my goals pretty much need reworked. And then my one-year goal, which obviously we're only at 5 months right now, but I wanted to lose 50 pounds, run a 5K, and maintain sobriety, and I ran a 5K in April. So I guess I'll rework my goals to be more aimed towards powerlifting and not CrossFit.
When you were doing all those goals, were they working out? Like, were you doing good?
Well, like, the one, if you see on the weekly goals, where I wanted to either do spinning or CrossFit every day of the week, and then not use spinning as an excuse to not go to CrossFit because I didn't like the wad. That's what I like about this one-on-one powerlifting at Selly's, because...
I was like, what's a wad?
Workout of the day. So, like, with CrossFit, I'd beat myself up all day over what the workout is, because I could see it before I get there. But then, now that I'm doing powerlifting, like, every week we do something different, so... I haven't been discouraged yet, like, going into a workout, which I think is a lot of it.
Is it just, like, more interesting because of that? Because of changes? Because of, like, the changing workout and all that stuff?
I honestly think it's because we don't do cardio. So.
And, hey, it's different. Like, some people love cardio, some people hate it.
Yeah.
So that's all
right. And, like, they have me do cardio, but it's just, like, walking, not running and stuff. So, I don't know. I, like, genuinely look forward to going in there and working out with them. And I think that has a lot to do with it. So
yeah,
I don't have, it's not like they send me what we're going to be doing. Like, I know every Monday we're going to do squats. Every Wednesday we're doing bench. Every Friday we're doing deadlifts. But aside from that, what, like, the machine work we do every week is different. Or every day. So. Keeps me on my toes.
Yeah.
And, like, as far as going forward, I don't have any, like, weights that I want to hit because we're working on form, so I just want to get everything down, I guess.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Is this good? Should we move on to me now? I don't know.
Yeah.
I was like, because I was like, I don't
know.
We're
not going to rewrite our goals out yet.
No. Right now. I was like, should we just cover them again? So for me, I said in 1 month to do the Cupid's Undie run, a week of clean eating, and those were just, like, my two little goals. And I did the undie run. That was fun. And I don't think I have done a week of clean eating at all in the past 5 months. But no, I know I definitely did for a little bit there. And I lost some weight, but then now I've like, I gained a ton back too. But because like, I'm horrible at dieting. That's the worst part for me is dieting. Like I can go and work out all the time and all that crap, but it's like so hard to diet for me. 6 months time, I wanted to have one Spartan race done. I haven't done that, but some of the local ones coming up are kind of all close together in the fall. And my year goal, I really wanted to do a Spartan trifecta. So I think that's a super, like a regular, and then a sprint. So the Pittsburgh one is a sprint. I'll have to check. I think West Virginia is a super, but... So I was like, I could do those two and maybe like throw a third one in, something like that. I don't know. So I think like moving forward, Spartan training is starting next week. So.
And you go to like an actual class for that?
Yeah.
Or is it like a group fitness type of thing?
Yeah, it's a group fitness. It's 3 days a week. So we do like Monday, Wednesday, Saturday. So. You guys suck. What did I say?
Wednesday.
I'm sorry. I tried not to laugh.
I know. I was like, oh, it's just a little flub, whatever. And I looked down and you're both giggling. I'm like, great.
Sorry.
Oh, man, I dropped my pen. Yeah, Saturdays are long. Like, Mondays and Wednesdays are just an hour long. And Saturdays start pretty short, like an hour and a half. And then, like, the next week is, like, an hour and 40 minutes. And then, like, working up. And the longest day we do is, like, over 13 miles of like running, like 15 miles I think last year was the longest day of just running around and working out, and it's like 4.5 hours.
Holy
that we do it on a Saturday
balls.
So he's working us up to to run in like a super, like, which is like 22 miles or something. So
that's where that video of you falling down the hill came from.
Yeah in my one video journal. Yeah, that's us goofing around climbing.
I think you should put that on the Instagram.
Okay, I'll do it. I'll be like me falling. Yeah. Trying to get through this week, like,
yeah, me. I posted that on my Instagram
of me falling down the hill. Sam, your turn.
My turn.
Yeah.
So basically, all of my goals were gearing up towards doing a bikini competition, and like clean eating and stuff like that, and. As of, like, last week, probably, I decided that I'm no longer going to do bikini competition. So that changes everything.
Yeah.
Yes. So, just, like, clean eating and stuff like that were on there. Do the Whole 30, which I may dabble in again because I actually enjoyed it. And stuff like that.
Yeah. Why did you decide to change your plan for the bikini competition?
Among many reasons, I guess the most important one was I've started to see myself getting into like a disordered eating pattern.
Mm.
And like I would do clean eating all week long. I'd be very structured. And then on the weekends, I would go like balls to the wall crazy. And like,
yeah,
I was guilty. I was like being really hard on myself for no reason over food, which is just not okay with me.
Yeah.
So like... I guess that's this the main reason.
I think I do that a lot, is like healthy during the week, or at least like I can do a healthy lunch because of the stuff at work. But then the weekend comes and I'm like going to the bar and drinking a ton, and then eating like crappy bar food, or like, you know, just something along with that. Like, I don't know. It's so much easier to eat out too. Like, I'm so lazy. I need to like, but I do the same thing. Like, oh, the week was great, so I can totally fall off the wagon this weekend. And then usually sometimes, like, do you ever have, if you do that, like, Monday, Tuesday are hard? Like, to get back on the wagon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, my meal plan, like, what we talked about was very, like, strict, and I was eating plain chicken, plain rice, plain vegetables, and, like, I was just so unhappy with it during the week, and, like, so, like, just, like, I don't want to do this. This sucks. I'm doing this because I want abs. Like, it wasn't... Like, I wasn't happy with it. And then so on Friday, I would, like, eat a whole pizza. And then I would check in with my coach on Sunday morning, and then I would lie to him because, like, I felt so bad about it.
Yeah.
And that's not, one, a good relationship between a coach and a client, which I would never, like, want to project out. But also, like, I just felt so shitty about, like...
Well, in the end, too, you know, you're the one missing out
yeah.
with the money, and, you know, you shouldn't have felt bad to lie to him in a way yeah. because it's like, hey, like, maybe he could have helped or something, I wonder, too.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you know, it happens. Like, let's change up your chicken and rice yeah. diet to maybe make that not happen. You know, I don't know what he was like, yeah. though, so that relationship,
I mean, he was great, so it was just, like, mentally not okay with me.
Yeah, yeah. With, like, the structured aspect of eating, too, like, I kind of do it myself sometimes, but, like, it's weird because, like, not really, but I don't know. I get into that guilt feeling. Like, you eat yeah. something, you feel guilty, like, and that's – I don't like that. Like, so it's easier – if I eat healthier food, I feel better about it. So it's, like, I feel good on one hand that I feel guilty when I eat pizza, but at the same time, like, I really shouldn't do that because I – like, we have enough friends and – and we've heard enough stories about people who go through that problem.
Yes. And that's what scares me.
Yeah. To kind of recognize it, mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah. And so to that end, I've been doing the Sally's diet plan now for 4 weeks. And, like, I went really strong for the first 3 weeks. I eat the exact same thing every single day, 5 times a day. And then she said after, like, 3 weeks I could incorporate a cheat. And I had pizza, and I was, like, so mad mm-hmm. that I had pizza yeah. that I, like, purged it. And I was, like, so angry that I was, like, ruining my progress. But, like, one piece of pizza isn't going to ruin my progress over the course of, like, 3 weeks, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's so – everything is so mental. And, like, those two, like, Dana and Ryan –
Who are they?
My trainers. There's Dana and Ryan Selly. They, I think she cooks the meals for Monday through Thursday, and then he cooks, like, Thursday through Sunday or something. They split it up because, like, by Friday afternoon, I don't want to choke down my chicken and rice, like, that's been in the fridge since Sunday. So if I can work in 2 meal preps a week and prep for Monday through Thursday on Sunday, and then like Friday through Sunday on Thursday night, then maybe I'd be more excited to eat.
When it,
you know what
it
I mean?
Helps. It probably takes a lot of weight off of it too, because it's probably like a huge undertaking to do a whole week in one night. So if you split that in half, you know, and then you could maybe like diversify meals and all that stuff too. I don't know what your meal plan's like, but
sorry, I keep coughing. But the thing that's nice about what she has me eating is none of it's hard to cook. So like whenever I was meal planning up until this point, whenever I was counting my macros, I was always like, oh, what am I going to make on Sunday? Like, I do make the same thing every week. Like, why don't I mix it up? So I was constantly looking for, like, other healthy recipes. But when I'm eating the exact same thing every week, it's a lot easier. And it takes me, like, all of a half hour to make all my meals on Sunday now.
Yeah.
And, like, with my meal, like, I was eating 6 meals a day, like I explained, and then I would have to eat breakfast at, like, 5 in the morning to get in all of my meals around my, like, work schedule. And so, like, I personally don't like to eat breakfast. I don't like how full I am then. I like to work out in the morning, so I like to do it fasted, and, like, I do my cardio in the morning. And then when I'd have to eat these 6 meals, I would have to start at 5 in the morning, so I was full for my workout. I just was, like, full all day, and personally, I don't like being, like, that full. And so, like, the meal plan just didn't make me feel great.
Yeah. I've never done that before, a 6-meal thing, so I don't know
it's definitely,
how I would feel, you
it's
know?
Definitely an adjustment.
You have to get used to it yeah. for sure.
Don't – oh, man, what was I just thinking? But, like, the always full thing.
Mm-hmm.
So when it came time for your next meal, was it really hard to eat? Because you're like, I'm
yeah,
not even
for
hungry.
Me, it personally was. And they yeah. say that you get used to it, and that's, like, fine, but, like – I said my heart wasn't in it enough
yeah.
to be like, oh, well, I'm going to shove down this food right now because I have to.
You're going to eat. Carly's going to eat a cold egg. There's
she
no
like
way in hell
egg.
I'm eating a cold egg.
Yeah, I have to like train myself to eat eggs. But like at least with mine, like I don't know how varied yours was, Sam, but with mine, I told her what I had normally eaten, like, for my protein shakes, I would have, I've always only eaten, like, peanut butter and banana protein shakes. Like, those are what I eat. I don't ever mix it up. And so she incorporated that in. And two of my five meals a day are peanut butter and banana protein shakes with oatmeal. So that those are, like, my desserts now. The fact that I can still have peanut butter and vanilla protein, like, it just tastes like a peanut butter milkshake. Yeah. So that's pretty much, like, if I had to have...
I need to get back into doing protein shakes because I like them.
Eggs and chicken and rice and all that for all five meals, I'd probably be miserable too. But at least she's incorporated two meals that I actually really look forward to.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I
guess... one of them, like, I have before I'm even awake, like, fully awake.
Yeah, I guess that I should say my intentions, because when I started this year thinking that I want to do a bikini competition... my intentions were not what I planned them to. Like, I was like, oh, I want to do it because I want to step on stage and I want to just, like, prove that. No, I wanted abs.
It was more of a body image
issue. I wanted to be
thin.
I wanted to be, like, see how lean I could get. I wanted to have abs. And, like, the more that I thought about it, like, I can get abs eating, like, obviously strict, like, cleaner and stuff like that. But, like, I don't want to step on stage. That's not me. I'm not a performer like that.
Yeah.
So, like, it wasn't... I was doing it to get thin, and I don't think that...
You can do that without...
I can do that without, and I don't want...
rubbing tanning oil all over yourself.
And there's nothing against people that do bikini competitions, but, like, that wasn't... my intention wasn't to step on stage to win. My intention was to step on stage, see how thin I could get again.
Yeah. And it was kind of to have that goal in mind.
Yeah.
So maybe, like, changed up goal.
But, like...
for the same outcome, but not a bikini competition, yes. You know? Yeah.
I was very thin in, like, high school, and then in college that all changed because, you know, girl likes beer. But, like, I don't want to be that thin again. That's not really, like, my goal. Like, I love being strong. I love having muscles. So, like, to my goal to step on stage was at 120. I'm 188 right now. So I would have to drop 60 pounds to step on stage. And that's so unhealthy in, like...
such a short period of time.
Yes.
And yeah, for someone your height.
Yeah, yeah. I'm 5'10".
Yeah.
And to be 5'20 again is just, to me, just astronomical.
5'20?
120.
So let's
yeah,
just...
damn, it is. My 600-pound life.
Yeah. So let's just give everyone an update on where we're at currently, then.
Okay, you first. And we'll go in the same order.
Okay. Well, I'm powerlifting at Sally's 3 days a week. Incorporating cardio and abs on my off days. Today's my 7 months sober.
Yay!
Woo-hoo-hoo. Still going strong. I guess my thing is, like, with that, I was so obsessed with, like, partying and being, like, the life of the party that it's kind of transferred to this whole powerlifting thing. And I'm, like, passionate about lifting now, where I was never really passionate about CrossFit. So I feel like if your heart's not in something, like, get out of it. Like, yep. To speak to Sam's thing, like, if your heart's not in it, don't do it half-assed, because...
yeah, and I think it's okay to let that go. Mm-hmm. You
yeah,
know? It's
but
okay
just
to
don't beat yourself up over it.
To know? Have a change of plans and yeah. change of heart and yeah. just go in a different direction.
I'm just glad, like, I started to listen to, like, what I was actually thinking, because bikini competitions are very expensive. You put a lot in, you miss out on a lot of stuff. Like, there's so much, you have to put your entire life into it, and... I'm glad that I didn't get so far into it that I was, like, missing things that I shouldn't have missed.
Weren't you going to, like, a ton of weddings, too, before yeah, it? So you would have missed all... No, not, you know, not saying you're going to go overboard at all the weddings, but
yeah.
you also...
But they're great friends. So
hi,
like,
I brought rice and chicken to your yeah, wedding.
And it's
yeah, so
worth it.
I actually went to D.C. like a week and a half into this meal plan, and I prepped all my meals and took them in a cooler to DC with me because I didn't want to eat out, because they're
yeah.
like, don't eat out. However they, like, prep the food, places will add a bunch of calories and whatnot that you don't need. And she's like, you can take your food with you to restaurants, and sometimes they'll heat it up. I was like, I think I'm just not gonna go out to eat going forward.
No, that was a work trip, right?
No.
Oh.
It was just to see my aunt, but I had already had it planned, so
that's
I was
cool.
like, I don't want to bail on that because
yeah.
of my diet. So I just took everything with me. But, like, stuff like that, like, you have to be, like, fully committed, you know, like yeah. self-discipline's huge. And like with mine, I'm not even doing this to compete. I'm just doing it because I want to get stronger and change my body, which is not everything, but for now it is. So,
well, yeah, I think strength comes in a lot of different forms, physically and mentally, because that's mentally Spartan training really changed my brain around. Instead of I can't do this, it started to change to like, you can do it, just one more. Okay, just one more. Like that whole negative self speak, like I just got stronger because of how I changed my mind, you know, like, and how I changed speaking to myself. And at least in a fitness perspective, I know that it's like with depression, you can't just tell somebody, don't be depressed. Yeah. They're like, oh, I'm cured. You know, it's like not how it works. But I mean, as far as working out went, if I'm in the right mindset, I can positive self speak change that. Oh, my computer fell asleep. Can't see any of our goals anymore.
Yeah. And just the other day, Ryan Sally, my trainer, posted this thing on his Instagram. Let me pull it up. If I had service. He was like, hard work, consistency, good nutrition, having patience, and staying healthy are key. And then he was like, never underestimate a weight. Because like, everything in powerlifting is like, I can't lift that. Like, just like how you said, like, you can't do, you think you can't do obstacles in your Spartan races, but really you can. It's just all mental that you think that you can't.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's an update on me. Sam, you want, or Tanner?
Mine, I mean, Spartan training is starting up. Sorry. I really want to, I'm really excited about that. And next week is my week on social media, so I'll be posting about that. And, I mean, that's my biggest thing. Maybe still a trifecta, because once I get into the Spartan training, maybe it'll be easier to, like, do something like that. I got to see, I don't want to spend a ton of money, so I would like to do, like, the West Virginia, the Pittsburgh, just whatever's closer. Because I think Ohio has a something, too. I don't know. But I had to look it up.
There's something somewhere.
I mean, that's my biggest thing. And to really get back into it, I hurt my rotator cuff playing dodgeball back in, like, February or March. It just – I didn't, like
– Tear it
or anything. But it's just, like, my arm felt tired, so I went to the physical therapist at work. She's like, oh, yeah, I think you might have strained it. So I, like, quit everything. Like, I quit going to the gym. I quit going to volleyball. Spartan training was doing, like, a test run. And so I didn't go to any of that. And I'm, like, just doing, like – literally raising my arm up and down like 100 times a day, and I'm not even doing that as often as I should. But so I'm like excited to get back into that now, though, that I've let my arm rest for a few weeks. It sucks, but at least I'll be ready to go now. So that's my biggest update.
All right, and my update is basically I'm just gonna focus on, I'm still cutting because I still do want to like lose a little bit of weight, and of course it's not everything, but comfortably to fit in clothes, like to feel good about myself. Like I don't exactly love where I'm at right now, but like I don't have any plans to get like super lean, and like I want to focus on like more just like athletic performance type of stuff. I like bodybuilding, but I also like running. I like to play volleyball. I like to do all kinds of stuff, and I don't want to be pushed into one corner of doing something. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I guess my goals are just to explore all of the fitness options out there and have fun. Like, I want to have fun.
Yeah, like, have more fun and explore and kind of... Because maybe... I mean, maybe the problem with some of our goals, too, is that we really put ourselves into a box.
Yes.
With some of them. I mean, instead of a little bit broader where they could be considered a success somewhere else. One, I think, like you said, too, there's an Instagram account I really like called... Make Daisy Chains, and her name is Hannah, and she's like a mental health activist, and her boring self-care things are this little picture she draws, drank enough water. They're like just very little tiny things, but they're like cool. Had a shower.
Aww.
So it's like I like them because it's, you know, yeah, you really like cool. You I think you have to take the little victories too. So
yeah, so most of what we post about is like our transformation pics of where we were, where we're at now, because that's what keeps us motivated. But like any success you're having out there in fitness and anything, like we applaud you. We're all on board. We're trying to empower people trying to relate to people. So, like,
I mean, just like us, like, we got put in a box with our own goals. Like, just because what we're talking about, don't think that that's what you have to do, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's that's your own journey.
Another thing, like,
I hate
with
the word journey, Carly, I forgot.
With my bikini journey, it's like, I didn't like the way that I was acting and eating and training. And I don't want, because I have a couple younger girls that I coached in volleyball and stuff that follow me. And I do not want them to think that they need to eat like super strict and like corner yourself so that you can be thin.
Yeah.
Like, I want you to be happy. I want you to eat the food that you want to eat. I want you to enjoy your training. And I felt like the way that I was acting wasn't, I wasn't happy. So why would I want someone else to act that way too?
To follow in that yes. footstep. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
So Tanner did some updates to our website. Yeah. If you guys want to check that out, brokentobarbell.com. Next month, we have a pretty exciting podcast. We're actually going to set up shop at Selly's Fitness in Lawrenceville, and we're going to interview Ryan and Dana Selly. And then
they're the owners and operators?
The owners and operators. And then there's going to be two, at least one, possibly two power lifters that are going to tell us their story and how they got to where they're at. So that'll be June 24th, which is what, a month from today, 3 weeks from today?
That's like a month, because what's the 27th?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so like a month from today. It'll be a Saturday afternoon. And we're going to be live streaming it on our Facebook, so you'll have to stop back and check that out. And then we're also finally getting shirts made, but stay tuned for that online pre-sale.
Well, even you guys can now, if you're listening on our website, you can listen on Spotify too. So all of our episodes so far are split in part one and part two, roughly half-hour episodes. On Spotify, this is a shorter episode, so it should just be one piece. Next month, it's definitely going to be a two-piece. We'll talk to
part one,
the
part
Sellies
two.
And then our powerlifters. Mm-hmm. So, I think that'll be cool.
Yeah, it'll be like, exciting.
Because I mean, we had Lauren on for our sobriety episode. That was fun.
Yeah, that was awesome.
So to like have go out in the wild officially.
Yeah. And honestly, like I've been working out at the Sellies now for about. Just almost 2 months, and already they've made a world of difference in my life. So Ryan's one of the best in the business when it comes to powerlifting, and I think you all could take some serious advice from him, and I'm excited to hear what he has to say.
Cool. Yeah. I think we covered everything. Yeah.
Yeah, this is just a short little update one, you know, nothing is forever, so
yeah.
And we're pretty flexible on. We came up with our schedule of what we were going to talk about in about a half hour for each month, going through the end of the year. So
yes,
if you guys want to hear anything specifically, feel free to drop us a line.
Yeah, literally, Instagram at Broken to Barbell.
Don't even look at the Twitter.
Broken to Barbell. Twitter, if you want. I don't think anybody's doing anything.
Befriend us on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah. Check out our Facebook page.
Tell everyone you know. Everybody.
Was that too harsh?
Like we all just like,
what's happening? Okay, maybe tell a couple of your friends.
Tell your mother.
Yeah,
tell your ma.
Just trying to change some lives over here.
Yeah, one.
Mainly our own.
Hashtag at a time. One podcast at a time.
Hashtag broken to barbell.
Also,
dad hats are coming soon.
Yeah. What I mean, if you guys really actually want to buy stuff from us, like.
Let us know
what
do you
want to buy.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I know I just want to buy things in general. It doesn't even have to have our logo on it. But if it did, like, what would that be?
Bumper stickers.
Ooh. Yeah. I'm trying to.
Shaker
trying to,
bottles.
Ooh, yeah. I want to.
Leggings. Workout tanks. Hats.
If we can put a logo on it.
Fat heads.
We will.
Yeah, fat head wall decals.
A broken to barbell. It's just us. Our like faces.
A lunch pail.
Ooh. No, but all right.
Oh, let's get a thermos. Yeah. Some like
coffee mugs. I would use that.
What else can we put our logo on?
Everything that you can put a logo
a
on.
Bag.
Water bottles.
Stencils.
Cell phone covers.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
What about, What about shoes? Who put our logo on shoes?
Yeah, we'll just get, let's get a deal with Nike, and then we'll just put Broken to Barbell on everything.
Let's get underwear.
So we're going to start with our Raglan baseball tees.
Yeah, and if you follow us on Instagram,
I'm modeling it today. I look absolutely terrible, but the shirt looks nice.
Yeah.
Come on.
I thought you did.
Self-love over here.
Yeah, I was going to say. I was like, I thought you looked fine.
But okay, anyway, this has been our longest exit to a podcast.
Our exits are always kind of just never ending.
Yeah.
All right.
We just can't say bye.
You just want to call it right now?
Yep.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.